Welcome to Authentically Moms. I'm Jacqueline.
And I'm Sujatha. And nothing is off limits. And we keep it real.
Yeah. It's been a while.
It's been a while, but it is. We keep it real and nothing
Welcome
is off.
Welcome back. Yeah. I can't believe it's 2025.
I know.
That was like too low. Let's do it again. Oh my gosh. Okay. So it's been so long.
It's been a month. We haven't done this for a month.
I know. We have so much. I'm so excited. Lots of content.
Yes.
What we wanted to do is start off with do a little background if you are new to our podcast. We are 40-something year old moms.
Uh-huh.
With kids. With husbands. You okay there? Can you hear me? Nope. So what we talk about, it's called Authentically Moms. We talk about mom stuff a lot.
Oh, yeah.
We talk about our kids. Mostly we talk about things that are happening in everyday lives to someone who would be 40.
Yes.
Whether it's how we grew up, how things are going now, what our bodies are going through. So even if you're not a mother, or if you're not a woman, or if you are not married, you are probably going through the same things and feeling the same things about certain topics yeah. as we are. So, you know, we keep it real. We are totally raw, genuine, and honest about what we talk about.
For sure, yep.
It may be too much for people.
Yes.
I'm a little unhinged.
We love that. She gets
so
me
unhinged.
So
it's not for everyone, but if you are here, thank you so much. We welcome feedback in any form. We welcome ratings and
any topics also.
Anything.
Yeah,
yeah.
Anything we can talk about.
So 2025, right before I got here, mm-hmm. I was so excited to finally start recording just because I know we have lots of good things in the pipeline.
Yes.
I was like, I feel it in my bones that this year is going to be so good to us.
2025.
Yes. I mean, we're already starting the year out with giving no fucks, which is so good. If you've not tried it, you need to like get into the practice. And
I want to get where you're at. I'm there, but not
all the way there.
All the way there.
Yeah.
But I'm getting there.
It took a bit. See, I had my experience way before, so yeah. I am a veteran in giving no fucks.
Love it.
And to add on and piggyback of this year being so great, I pull up and I see a brand spanking new Cadillac Escalade in the front. And at first, I'm like, oh, her fucking neighbors don't know the property line. And I'm parking in front of your spot, in front of your house. But it's Sujata's new ride. I am so happy for you. Probably
Thank
happier
you.
Than you are for yourself.
Yeah, you are.
I almost yeah. cried like it was my car. And she was like,
it is okay. your car.
And she's like, I'll take you somewhere. Don't worry. Like, I was like, like I'm a little dog. Like, I'll take you out.
It's both of ours. You can drive it. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. So on that, I know we kind of put a little, dangled a little carrot on our stories last week about something that we were celebrating with an impromptu dinner. But it's people asked if we were pregnant and I was
what?
Like, oh my gosh, like, what is it? Please tell me. And I was
no,
like,
I hope not.
Trust me. It is nothing like that.
Right. Yeah. No.
We have all been drinking. We've taken edibles. We're all doing all the things.
Yeah.
I know you just said like you weren't as happy with the car.
I'm not saying I'm not as happy. I'm good.
You're coming off of something.
I'm coming off of something. I had.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about what we had
what
mentioned
I experienced.
Earlier. Yes.
So my 2025 didn't start till January 8th, to be specific.
Yeah.
I didn't have the way I wanted to celebrate 2025. I thought 2025 was going to be a good year. but I had a little bit of, you know, a rocky start.
Yeah.
So I kind of, let me go back. I'm just going to get in there.
Yeah, do
it. So I am happy, but I've had such a huge health scare that I'm so low that I'm not like, you know.
Yeah, it's hard to go back to like such an extreme happiness.
Yes. My happiness is something else now. but anyways, let me kind of tell you guys. So December 2nd, I went in for my mammogram, my yearly mammogram that I always go to.
Mm-hmm. Good for you.
And it was a Monday. And that Friday, I got a phone call from my PCP nurse asking me that I need to go in for a diagnostic mammogram. And it was a Friday. I go, well, you know, I my heart just stopped there. I was like, I've never got a phone call like this
before. I mean, anytime you get a phone call back, usually it's like, no news, good news.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So when I saw the number come and I was like, oh, what's that? It was a Friday. I still remember I was outside and I go, you know, do I have something to worry about? I've never got a phone call like this. And the nurse is like, I can assure you, you have nothing to worry about.
Which is some dangerous words.
Yes. She's like, and they usually don't make any kind of like, you know, they don't assure you like that, right? And so she was like, we get this a lot, especially this year. They've been looking more deeply into dense breast. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay. And she goes, it's your right side that was showing that it's a little bit bigger than it was last year. And that's just a change. And so we're going to do it. So anyways, December 6th is when I got that phone call. So I call back. And I'm not going to say the name of the place that I went to for my mammograms that I've been going to. So I called the mammogram place and they told me they had only December 30th available and they'll put me on a cancellation list.
Yeah. So even like from that point on, you're probably like, you know, a little unsettling, nervous feeling, you know, pretty much almost the whole month.
I was.
Yeah.
I was. I just didn't let it try to get to me.
Yeah, but it's like, always there.
It's always in the back of your mind. And I think I asked you that question. I was like, did you have to go back?
Yeah.
And I would kind of like, you know, ask questions here and there. But then, you know, it's the holidays. The kids are getting off and I'm just trying to focus on that. But yes, it was in the back of my mind.
Yeah.
So we decided. So it was another Monday that I had to go, which was December 30th, to the mammogram to do my diagnostic. And so they told me, you know, the radiologist is going to be in there to kind of explain and, you know, tell you the results before you leave. I was like, okay, at least I know. So I went by myself and Bob was going to go into work and the kids were at home. They were going to get ready because I had to take Rhea somewhere. And so I got there. They called me back in and they're like, we're going to focus on your right breast. I was like, okay. And so she's, you know, taking her pictures and whatever she needs to do. And then she's not saying anything. I was like, okay, can you kind of show me what you see? And she's like, I just need to take these pictures, you know? And I was like, okay. And then she's like, okay, you can go back and sit outside. And then let me send this to the radiologist. And so she's asking me these questions. Have you been on progesterone? Are you on HRT? Have you done anything different? I go, no, but I've been on progesterone for the past 5-6 years. Cycling it.
Yeah.
And so she's just taking notes. And then she goes, I need you to come back in here. So I went in again and she's like, I need to take it at different angles. And so I go, okay, I'm really, really scared. Can you just kind of let me know what you're seeing? Mm-hmm. So she's like, let me show you what we see. And it's, I don't know how to say it. It's like the axillary, this little area right here, like right underneath the armpit.
Yeah.
Right. And so she showed me the picture of what this white spot that she sees. And she goes, this was not here last year. This is new tissue growth. And I said, okay. And so I was like, okay. And so I just start sweating.
Yeah. I mean, because seeing anything, honestly, your heart would stop.
I cannot even imagine. I'm trying to be strong, but I'm not. I'm like shaking, sweaty. And she's like, this is what we see. And I was like, okay. And then she comes back out. She goes, you can go back and sit down. And then she goes, okay, we've got to do an ultrasound. I was like, what is it? And she goes, we see 3 spots.
Oh, Lord. I mean, damn.
And I call Bob and I go, I need you to come.
Yeah.
And he's like, wait, Suji, like, you don't have any history. I go, no, that doesn't matter. I need you to come right now. Mm-hmm. And he goes, are you sure? He's like, you know, he's just like, nothing good come out
of this. Is this when you called me?
I called you, right? Yeah. I think I called you first. Then I called him.
Yeah.
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Yeah, I know.
I called you while I was in there.
I could hear. I think we had just gotten to the lake house. You got the 30th. Yeah, yes. We had just gone to Lake House. And I was like, I saw you call. And I literally was like, what up, bitch? And you're like, hey, why did you have to go in for your mammogram? And then I was like, oh, shit. And then Chaz, like, saw my face. And yep. He was like, okay, let me, like, give you your space.
Yeah.
And then you're telling me. And I was just like, hey, don't worry. It's easier said than done, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, let's just take it one step at a time. Yeah. Try not to get so worried or anxious about something. It could be nothing, but I understand. And let me see what I could do.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Which you did. I mean, we'll get there. So I called Bob, and there was another sweet young lady that was there with me. And she can see I was very nervous calling Bob. I'm like whispering. Mm-hmm. I was like, can you please come? And so I told the tech, and I go, hey, I'm calling my husband to ask him to come. And she just looks at me and she goes, do you need him for assurance? And I'm like, I don't think he can assure anything, but I need him for support.
Yeah, like emotional support.
Yeah, I'm very nervous.
Yeah.
And that's all I kept saying. And she just kind of like looked at me and didn't say anything to me. And
which is so odd to me, because I would imagine a lot of people, I mean, I'd feel the same way too. You know what I mean? And I would imagine a lot of people are in the same boat. And so to act like surprised by yes. your reaction to that, you know?
So I'm just like, you're giving me these things. Yeah. Like you see three spots, and it, the way they're acting, they have a face, and the way yeah. I feel like they're acting is like, this is something serious. Do you see what I'm saying? And yeah. I'm nervous, and I'm like, why wouldn't I want my husband to be here? And then so they waited for him to come. So he dropped off the kids to my mom, and he came really fast. But the sweet lady that was with me, she got her purse and she didn't know how to speak. She didn't speak much English, but she came to me and she goes, you know, can I pray with you? So she held my hand and she prayed in Spanish for a while. And then we were both crying and we both were hugging each other.
Those are good prayers. The Spanish prayers are good.
Oh, I just felt, yes. I just needed all the prayers.
I know.
And so she's like, everything will be okay and whatnot. So it was sweet. And then, you know, I saw her family outside and I just let them know, you know, I'm just praying for her and aww. I'm thinking of her, you know? Aww. So anyways, he came in the ultrasound room and I think we were in there for 2 hours. I kid you not. We were at the place almost 3 hours, 3.5 hours we were there. And so we were going in the ultrasound room. The radiologist never showed up. Apparently I found out she wasn't even there. She was in Fort Worth. So the reason why I was taking long, because they were sending it
yeah,
off.
Yeah.
Right. And they didn't care to tell me. And so she was the ultrasound tech was looking and she kept taking pictures and blah, 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 pushing her buttons. And I go, can you tell me what you're looking at? So like, these are the two spots on your lymph nodes and this one other mass that's here. And so we're kind of looking and she keeps on, you know, taking her time. She sends it over and the radiologist is reviewing it. And then she comes back again and she's like, okay, the two spots on your lymph nodes have been cleared, but then there's another spot that we're going to focus on.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, so she's taking time, another 30 minutes or what so. And then they came back and I think my stomach got upset. I think I sweat so much. I think I was shaking. I don't think I've ever felt this nervous since my dad's passed away.
Yeah.
And it was like 20 some odd years. And I just remember this is the feeling that I had when he passed away and it hasn't come since then. Do you see what I'm saying?
No, I completely understand, like, for a different reason for me. I, even though it's been, I don't know, you know, 7-8 years since I felt like that, you know that feeling.
Oh my gosh. You can't explain it.
It's dreadful.
It's so dreadful.
And it's dreadful because you don't know if it's come back.
Yes.
After it's taken you so long to like not feel that way anymore.
I know. It's the worst feeling. It just takes over you.
Yeah.
Mentally, emotionally.
Yeah. Your body feels it. Like your body feels the pain and the ache of that torment.
It was your whole life flashes too. Like I'm just thinking, oh my gosh, Rhea's going into high school. The focus is going to be on me. I can't do, you know, everything you can think of. Anyways, let me go back to
he comes back and says, what about that spot?
So Bob's asking some sort of questions too. And he's like, so, you know, could it be hormone fluctuation? Because I have a lot of, I have a lot of hormone fluctuation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I can feel it. My breasts are always tender. Okay. Through the month, they're mostly tender and maybe one and a half weeks that they're not. and they get full and they hurt. And I have very dense breast. Mm-hmm. And so, and they're like, no, we are trained to know if it's hormone fluctuation. I was like, oh shoot.
Yeah.
And obviously that's not it. And then, so anyways, when she came back in, she, the radiologist was on the phone and she's like, she asked me a question. She goes, so are you diabetic? I was like, no. I was like, what is a random question? I go, I'm maybe like, you know, working on it. I'm pre-diabetic, but not diabetic. And she goes, okay. And then this is the type of mass we see it precancerous.
Oh my gosh.
So when she said it, I didn't hear anything else after that. Do you know that that's a word you didn't want to hear? And then she said it and she goes, there's a tail here and it's with beads in it and it's connected to a vessel and this is what it shows. And that's all I heard. Yeah. After that, I didn't hear anything else.
Oh my gosh, Suchada, I can't imagine sitting there like and hearing that news.
Yeah. So I do too. I'm like trying to like, oh, there's been a lot of crying. For 2 weeks I cried. And like, I think I was in the shower crying and like, I guess Aryan walked in and he called my mom and sister and said, my mom's crying in the shower. And I'm trying to stay away from the whole thing, but it was really hard because the kids were home. Anyways, so they gave us a CD and they gave us the paperwork and they said, we need you to do a biopsy now. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay. So me and Bob are waiting out there and I looked at him. I go, what do you think? And he's like, so gee, it can be either way. It's 50-50 in my opinion. And I go, you don't even think it's 60-40? He goes, I just don't know. His was more hormone, but he was just trying to make sure that I wasn't like thinking totally. And then he's so shocked at the news either way, you know? You want it to be good news.
Right. I think he was trying to keep you grounded too.
Yes.
You know, and expectation wise, because he doesn't know, you know?
No.
So then you're trying to get an appointment, I'm sure.
We both had separate cars, obviously. So we're driving to my mom's house. And he had already called my PCP. And then I was calling my PCP also. He had already gone ahead and I called again on a different line. And then we were at my mom's house. And I mean,
it's okay.
It was hard because I came in crying and Aryan was there. Rhea was not there. And like, he didn't understand why I was crying and I didn't want to say anything too because we still don't know. And my mom had prayed really hard and she gave me a hug. She goes, we don't know anything yet. So let's just pray.
Yeah.
But when I hugged her, I can feel that she's trying to stay so strong for me. But yet she is also, you know, scared also, but she's trying to stay strong and pray and just say either way we're gonna fight this if it's that route or otherwise you're good to go, you know. Either way you're gonna be okay. Anyways, so you know, I don't even know how it was almost 2 weeks and I don't know how those days passed, but we were taking one at a time. And then I asked you got me in with your best
contact.
Friend. Your contact.
Which I'm super grateful for.
He's the one who told me he responded right away, doesn't even know me, texted me, and he asked me some BI-RADS grade. And I don't even know what that is. And I looked at my paper. And so I called the mammogram place back and I go, can you send me that? And they're like, we sent it to your doctor. I go, no, no, no. Can you send it to me also? I kind of want to know. And that had all the details.
Oh, wow.
So when you read the details, it's more scary than not. Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah. It's more negative than not because you're looking for negativity.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it says, so mine was a BI-RADS grade 4. If anybody knows, I had to look it up. So it's suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
And so it could go 50-50 or whatever. And anyways, the whole 2 weeks went by and I was just looking up online.
Which is never a good thing, but you can't help it.
Oh my gosh. I was just trying to find an answer.
I know.
And I know I couldn't because I couldn't wait that long. And so I called multiple locations and then your contact did tell me who to contact also, but I needed to take a CD there and transfer everything
over. Holy shit. Yes. And that a CD. Can we please move to
yes?
Oh, the sticks, the memory sticks, because we could not find how to get the CD
yes
files off of there because no laptops or anything come with it.
None of them.
And I thought we had one, and it turns out that broke.
Yeah, obviously no one's using CDs. So Bob dug through, and we had our old laptop, which was taking like 5 hours.
I was
going to
say, I can't believe it even worked.
I think we have some pictures on there that we had to.
Well, I was suggesting like go to Office Max or Home Depot because I know they have everything.
Yeah.
And like at least get them off there and email them to you as files. And then you can do whatever you needed to do. But to get them off of this CD is just, yeah, that was a whole other adventure.
But I ended up that late night, I think I sent it to him and showed him everything. And then good thing he told me to look at the buy rates and all the details because I would never have gotten that. So I sent that to him and then he gave me the contact. And so the location he told me to go to, they needed the CD and they needed 4 years of worth of mammograms. Mm-hmm. So remember, we're talking about December 1st and December 2nd.
Holidays,
I mean, January 1st and 2nd. They are so backed up and they're like, they're not going fast enough. They don't care.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they care, but they got so much other stuff. Yeah. And so, and then that same day while I was getting the CD ready to take it to the location he told me to, I was not going to go back to do a biopsy at that particular location, the original location.
Yeah.
A phone call came later that afternoon. And I don't ever pick up any scam calls, but it came over as a scam. And I don't know what happened. I just picked it up. And it was from my PCP, sent me a lady here at Baylor in Richardson.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady was so nice on the phone. She was talking to me and blah, blah, blah. And I was explaining. I was like, what are the chances? You know, you're just trying to find answers. You're desperate.
Yeah. And you just want to try to stop feeling like that. So anything positive.
Yes. Any.
Could help. Even like the tiniest little grain of positivity. You know what I mean? Can make a difference.
I'm glad you're feeling. And so that little bit would give you this perk of like positivity. Uh-huh. And then all of a sudden this fear would creep in and you wouldn't even know what caused it. Mm-hmm. And like, I couldn't eat, I couldn't drink, I couldn't focus on anything.
Girl, I've been there.
And it's just fear. Mm-hmm. You have so much fear. But then that small little sliver of happiness comes or positivity. You're like, oh my gosh, my life. You know, it's just, I'm never going to think that way.
I don't know if you thought this way. Like if you saw like signs, if you thought things were signs.
Yes.
Like you're desperate. Looking for anything. Like if you're thinking about it and a butterfly comes and passes in front of you, you're like,
mine was a ladybug. It was.
Oh, that's right.
Mine is a ladybug that was right in the toilet area.
Well, if that is not a sign.
I was like, oh my gosh, a ladybug. And then I saw it in the back of my car underneath the license plate.
Yeah.
And I was like, what are these ladybugs? And I always find ladybugs being my thing. Yeah. Like it's so. And so I.
So she's on the phone with you, talking to you.
She's on the phone, and I went in the room really fast, and I just asked, I was like, so how does the process work? She goes, let me tell you, this doctor, this is her breast specialist place. She's a 17-year breast cancer survivor, and her 3 siblings and her mother, so 5 of them have all had it, and she's been doing this for 30 years, okay? And I was like, okay. That gives me, and she goes, she knows right away. And she's going to do an ultrasound herself first. And
that's
good. And she goes, she wants to see it also.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay. And then she'll go on to the biopsy. And I was like, okay. So I go, okay, what are the chances? Blah, blah, blah. You know, she can't answer. Mm-hmm. But the way her positivity was on the phone was on a different level. She had great bedside manners.
Great.
And that's all you
and
need.
For someone feeling like you are, like they... I'm sure they treat all of their patients because they all are coming to them with the same fear.
Yes.
And emotional instability and, you know.
And they were so good.
That's so good.
And so they got me in. She called me Monday evening. Mm-hmm. She got me in Wednesday first thing in the morning.
So this is the 8th when you go in.
Yeah, I went in the 8th at 8 o'clock in the morning. my mom said, I know Bob's going with you, but I want to come with you.
Well, actually,
I asked me.
I don't know if it was in the morning or the night before. I knew it was coming up. And I texted you. And it was like, hey, prayers. You know.
Yes.
You know, do you want me to go with you and stuff? And I didn't want to intrude, obviously.
No, but that means so much to me. The fact that you want to come. And then the fact that you remembered.
Oh, of course. Girl, I was like you, right? I couldn't stop thinking about that appointment and okay, you know, that morning, you know. I didn't know exactly what time, but I knew it was that morning.
Yeah, but you texted me right on. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I texted you right away when I got through.
Oh, yeah. I know. I was like, you better fucking text me.
I was still in the clinic. So Wednesday came, Tuesday night came. Tuesday morning, I know the kids went back to school.
Yeah.
And one of my other friends said, let's have coffee. She met me, actually. She ran into me. Her son and her ran into me and my mom, sister, everybody. So I moved in. Let me just go back. Mm-hmm. Thursday was January 2nd. I moved in with my mom, my kids, and everybody. We moved in with, not moved in, but we stayed at my mom's house until Bob got back because he went to Houston to go drop his mom off. Mm-hmm. So I didn't want to be at home. So my mom took care of everything and I was at there. And my sister's like, I don't think we were successful in taking her mind off of things. They tried everything.
But the fact that you were there, the fact that they helped you do everything, allowed you to at least not have to worry about
them.
Yeah.
And so, but it gave me so much time to.
Oh, I know.
So I went to the mall. My mom's like, we're going outside. We're going to the mall. So I went to the mall, ran into my friend and, she saw me and I try to act normal because I don't want to, you know, show anything. And she goes, she texted me the next day. She goes, let's go have coffee on Tuesday. So I said, okay, let's, I'll meet you up. And so she's like, I'm going to pick you up because we're going to go all the way to Frisco for a breakfast place. And it was their Merry Christmas, by the way, on January 7th, I guess. And so she took me out and, she goes, I know it wasn't just the experience. I had an experience at LV store and it wasn't good.
Oh, Lord, again.
Yeah, it wasn't. It was for my aunt. So we were trying to shop for her. And so I was kind of trying to mask that and kind of tell her that thing. Cause I was, and she goes, so she picked me up Tuesday. She goes, I know you weren't upset about that.
What are you really?
She goes, what's going on? And I didn't want to tell her. And she's like, no, I know it's something. So tell me. So I told her. Then on the ride, she was telling me, hey, go see this doctor. And it was the same exact doctor that I had planned to go to already.
Isn't that the strangest thing?
She said, I've been going for 13 years. And I will tell you, she knows her stuff.
So that's also another reassurance.
That gave me, I was on Tollway and I was like, oh my gosh, is this a sign?
Yeah.
Is this a sign? And she goes, first of all, you are, she kept saying, she's like, this is fake news. This is fake news. And you went to an assembly line. Those people don't know. I was like, yeah, but they, blah, blah, blah. And so she saw me going back and she spent the whole day with me. She went to go pick up my kids with me.
Oh, that's very nice. She stayed here,
both of my kids. And then she stayed here in the evening just to get my mind off. She made me videotape. She goes, we're going to go celebrate as soon as your fake news is fake news confirmed. And anyway, she texted me the night in the middle of the night. She goes, we're going out to eat, by the way. We're going to go out to eat. It was at 2:00 in the morning. And so anyways, I went the next day. I mean, the Tuesday night, I was crying so much. I was crying with Bob in bed. I was crying so much. And I was like, I'm so scared. I'm so scared.
Like you've been waiting for this day, but then now it's here and now you're so nervous.
I'm so nervous. I cried so much. And he's like, let's put on a show. And I think we started Penguin that day or maybe I forget. Oh, no, Quiet Place.
Oh, God.
So I was like, oh, that's not even better.
Yeah, no.
But I actually did fall asleep and I slept. And then in the morning I woke up anxious. But I was ready to go. We picked up my mom.
I should have given you a Xanax. For real. You should have called me.
I was so nervous. So we were in the clinic and the lady is like, she was trying to get a huge payment. I was like, well, we don't know what we're doing yet because she's like, well, you are set for a biopsy and a mammogram. I go, no, but they're going to do an ultrasound too. And so I was like, so anyways, that took a little bit. And then they call my name and she's like, we're not done with paperwork yet. And I was like, oh my gosh, can this
stop.
Be any
yeah.
thing? And so they call my name. I went in there and they noticed that Bob and my mom were there. And they're like, well, if your mom and husband want to come in, they can come in. So they came in with the consult. And then after the consult, they can't come back in the back.
Okay.
So the nurse came, the one I talked to, mm-hmm. and she explained what happens, right? They put a little titanium thing inside of you. So the biopsy, so they know that they've done a biopsy, and then they'll do another mammogram to see the placement of the biopsy.
Okay.
So they know that it future-wise. Yeah. And so, and then the doctor is going to come talk to you before she takes you back for sure. And so the doctor walked in and she's like, "Hey, how are you doing?" And like, literally she's like dancing and she's like, "Oh, blah." And I'm like thinking to myself, I'm like, wait, I'm here so nervous. How is she? This is not how a doctor.
I know.
So I'm like, "Yeah. And how are you doing?" And I'm like,
I'm not sure.
And she's like, "I can assure you one thing. You don't have breast cancer."
Like she's Oprah. "You don't have breast cancer and you don't have
breast cancer." That's what she did it. She goes, "I can assure you, you don't have breast cancer." I go, and all I heard, like tears started coming down.
Oh my gosh.
And then Bob got tissue and Bob's just looking at me and I'm just, we're all kind of like looking at each other.
Like, what's going on?
This is too good to be true.
Yeah.
This does not happen to me. I know in my life, this does not happen to me. It's never this easy for me. Mm. And I'm not saying not this easy, but it's too good to be true.
Yeah.
You went from one extreme to another extreme.
Yeah.
And she goes, "I can guarantee you, I've been doing this for this many years and blah, blah, blah." And I'm like thinking, she goes, "I went through all your scans and I'm going to say it's hormone fluctuation." And I go, "When did you breastfeed?" And I go, "Yes." "Did you get it where it would go under your arms?" I go, "Yes." And she would explain everything to me. She goes, "I'm going to do an ultrasound on for you for right now. But I'm going to tell you right now, 99%, we're not doing the biopsy."
So you did not do the biopsy?
Correct.
Would you have wanted to, just to kind of do that 1% surety?
Well, when she went in the room to do after the ultrasound, she's like, "I'm 99.999999%.
Okay.
That's how she said it. So she looked at both sides. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like tucked away.
But you have it on the other side too.
I have it on. She said, "I have a smaller side on the other side, but mm-hmm. I have it on both sides."
Yeah.
And you know, I don't know if you have, like, she's like, "You're a thin girl, but you have like that fat underneath."
I will always, even if I weigh 90 pounds, I will always have that fat part.
Yes. That right here, right?
I hate it.
And so she's like, she had me in a certain angle and she checked the side. She goes, "This is just normal fat, like fat tissue."
Yeah.
"I'm going to check on this side also." And she goes, "There's nothing." And I go, "So where is that? I forgot to mention, they found a 3-centimeter mass, which is equivalent to a little bit over 1 inch.
Mm-hmm.
So I go, "Where is that? Like, what is that?" And I don't even recall, but she's like, "There was really not a mass. It's not a mass. It's just like fat tissue."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Wait, what?" And she goes, "They just got you excited for no reason. You've just been excited for this 2 weeks." And I go, "Well, how can we be sure that it's not?" She goes, "If you had come to me first, I'd say I'll see you next year."
Wow. Okay.
And I go, "But because they got you so excited, mm-hmm. and you are the way, you need some sort of confirmation, like assurance." And she's like, "Just to cross the T's and dot the I's, we'll see you in 6 months. But I will tell you there's."
And don't you feel better the 6 months?
Yes.
Yeah. Because I think if it was been a year, that's just a whole year of thinking, well, there, you know, I don't know about it. So I'm glad she's so experienced that she knew that that's what you needed.
And from all her reviews, even the nurse and everybody else, like mm-hmm. she's caught them so early.
Yeah.
That she can see early on mm-hmm. and what it is. But I think I walked out and I was just like, "Wait, Bob and my mom are like, wait, you're done?" And I'm like, you know, you're kind of in shock. Like you just said, "Are you not?" I'm just like, I'm shocked because I went from one extreme of emotions and then you're telling me to be happy. I'm just like, did this just happen? Yeah. Is this a dream?
You're almost like a little numb. Like, how am I supposed to now function when like the past 2 weeks you have been in this like kind of dark cloud, like literally. And to hear that, you know, it can't be such a shock to your system.
No.
You know? Yeah. And so you called me when you found out. You called me.
I called you, right?
Did
I call you?
Yeah, you called me. You called me.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, or maybe you texted me. I can't remember.
Because I was in the clinic still.
Yeah, you texted me. And I was like, so, like, I think I pretty much cried too. I was like, oh my God, like, either way, like, I'm so happy for you. But I was like with your mom, like, hey, we have this. Whatever way we go, you know, we've got this journey. But I was like, I don't give a shit what we do. Clear my calendar, cancel all my calls. We're going to go to party.
Oh, I was ready. I was like, we are going tonight. We're not doing it tomorrow.
We're going to get drunk.
We
get
had
it all.
So much fun. But, you know, so I have to say one thing. It does come back to my mind, like, the reassurance, like, okay, why didn't I do, why was there such a huge difference, like, that, you know, like, mm-hmm. they saw something in the way they behaved versus this doctor.
Yeah.
And I think it comes down to your expertise, right? Like,
yeah,
she does this for just breast, because I'm sure the question's going to come, like, this is an assembly line. Where I went, they do other things too. Like,
yeah.
And they're not focused just on the breast.
Right.
Whereas she knows what she's talking about. The question has come up if I should have done a biopsy. And I think some of my friends just keep on questioning that, because you were so scared and they said a BI-RADS 4 and now you're like clear.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, I think next time you go, you know, you just ask that and see, you know, if it has changed or it hasn't changed. And then maybe just see if she can do one, just like, because you're all, I can tell already, you're always going to like wonder.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So I think that that's a valid, you know, reason. Like, I don't know if she could, I'm sure she could even justify on the paperwork, right? Like, why she could just put that BI-RADS whatever at four and then, you know, do it and just like really give you like 100%, at least right now it is not, you know what I mean? Because
right.
I know things change and
yes,
and stuff like that. But, you know, maybe that is something that you can look for. But for right now,
I think it just has all this whole 2 weeks, things have changed in my mind as in what matters and what doesn't matter.
Like, yeah.
During this time, I needed my family and my close friends just to pray for me. Mm-hmm. And at those times, nothing else matters.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
Yeah. So I think what we will do is, because there is a lot, there was a lot to unpack. There's still a lot to unpack. And there's still like so many similarities. I feel like when you're describing everything that you went through, you mm-hmm. know, and emotionally and the waiting time and how you felt and how you felt the day of, like, it kind of brings me back, or actually it does bring me back to when we were finding out all that stuff with Breslin.
Yes.
You know, there was that waiting period. I didn't want to eat. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't be awake. I couldn't be at home. I couldn't not be at home.
Mm-hmm.
I had my mom here. My mom, you know, she was in Houston. So when she came here, like, you wanted to be by your mom.
Yeah.
I wanted to be my mom. And I like reverted to like a child.
Yes.
Like, I was holding her hand. I was like cuddling her. I wanted her to hold me. And just like your mom, right? They,
yes.
They try to be strong. But the worst thing is to see your child suffer.
Yes.
And you want to take it away. And I almost like, and I knew she was hurting because I was hurting.
Yep.
And so I knew that's why she was there and why she wanted to be there. But I also, I just wanted her to care for me, but not hurt for me. You know what I mean?
Yes. You want to make sure your mom is not.
I don't want to put stuff on her too.
And I think Bob mentioned that. He goes, you can tell because my mom didn't sleep for, I think she mm-hmm. felt this relief.
Yeah.
When she came back from the clinic, that she slept all day because that stress is not on you.
Oh, I know.
She kept dozing off and she's like, I don't ever do that. It's just because your body is
so worn from the stress.
Stress. And it just released. And now you're just like wanting to sleep. But she said it. Because when I stayed at her house, she didn't let me know. Like, I couldn't feel that she was so nervous.
They try, just like we don't try to do that.
Yes.
I mean, they're moms too. We're moms too.
Yes.
Just like you didn't want to, or Ariana, like, it is the whole cycle. You know what I mean? But when she told me she was leaving, I straight up cried. And it wasn't that because like Chaz wasn't enough or whatever, but there is something, and I'm so grateful that we have our moms, because I know a lot of people don't have their moms, and I'm not going to say there's nothing to replace that, but like, I was so grateful to have her and to have her be able to come. And when she left, like, it was the worst thing. And just like, I mean, in that moment, like, we've talked about that. We're since so grateful, but like, it is rough. And if anyone has ever been through something traumatizing or something like that, or waiting on life changing news, that is just something I wouldn't wish on anyone, because it is very debilitating. You can't function, and you can't be there for you. You can't be there for anyone. Like, I don't even, like you said, I don't know how you did it. I don't know how I did it. I don't know.
It's a blur.
It is a blur.
It was exactly 10 days, I'll say. And it was a blur. I don't even know how I don't know what I did for anybody. I don't remember the days in between it.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Yeah.
I just remember the 31st to the 1st. And I remember on the 31st, I remember thinking, I thought 2025 was going to be my year. And I really did. The reason why I say behind it, 2025, my dad's birthday is February 25th, and it's like 2/25, and he
oh
loved it.
My gosh,
I know,
bro, that is
all that stuff,
fucking crazy.
And so
that just blew me away.
What?
Just cause, like, I don't know, just like so many good, yes, that was so hard, but now, like, I feel incredibly good.
And
I already felt good. And when you said that, it just sparked like something
else.
Doesn't
it? It's like, and it's, some of it is in your own control. You always think like 2025 is, oh, it's going to be my year. But honestly, this, which, you know, we can talk about it on another episode, but I have to say, I wake up different now and I think differently now. The way I get up and get ready and do things, it has totally changed me. It's a different mindset. There's no reason why I shouldn't be happy. And I didn't know. I thought I was happy.
Hey.
And I am happy.
Listen. I cannot wait to hear all about it. And that is why we celebrated. Because not only the good news, but also we had such a late night dinner. Girl, I had never had a hangover. So bad. I was drinking too many margaritas.
The spicy margaritas.
Spicy margaritas. About the change after this is probably the most important thing. So stay tuned for next week's episode when we talk about the new
life changing. It's a positive.
Yeah. And perspective and all of that. And so that's why I also think, you know, yes, it was a very terrible way to start off the year, but that was a few days.
Oh, yes.
It's still the beginning of the year.
Oh, yes.
I still haven't started my resolutions.
Hey, my New Year's started January 8th. It stuck on me.
Yeah.
Yes, that's when it started for me.
Okay. Well, I hope you enjoyed our episode. Like, I go back to saying, you know, we're raw. We're authentic. We don't hold anything back. And some of our episodes are going to be lots of fun. Mm-hmm. And some of our episodes will be tearjerkers as well. So you never know what you're going to get, but it's always going to be good. Don't forget to rate us and write us a review wherever you're listening to this podcast. Mm-hmm. And please follow us on our Instagram
at
Authentically Moms.
Yes. And I do want to say, get your yearly mammogram.
Yes, please.
And please text us on the side. And I don't want anybody going to the place I went to.
Always go to some place who specializes in breast.
Yes.
Cancer, breast mammograms, breast sonograms, breasts.
For sure. And I will be doing them monthly. Like, I don't know how I had to figure out I do it, but I don't know how to do it right.
You show me. You can do mine.
Yeah. And I will do it. Yes. So it's important. Okay.
Yes. All right.
All right. Y'all.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.